Hi, and welcome home. My name is Roxy, and it is a real pleasure to meet you here again. The level of depth we are bringing through this conversation is unparalleled. We are stripping ourselves naked and bringing humanness as the core foundation of our experience. In here, you will realize that everything you were looking for was never lost. So through this episode, may your inner self be revealed to you, and let's return home.
We had a conversation about clothes. Like, it's really a feminine conversation we had, like, because I had this big hat at that moment. I was talking about this embodiment of our femininity, but at the same time, like, what I was sharing something really like how my cloak and how I was showing up is actually a part that I was hiding just because why? You know, that was the point. Like, my mind was always like, what's the point? Like, you don't need this. You don't need to show up like that to succeed. You don't need to show up a certain way to succeed. That's the truth. Like, you can be in jogger and still succeed and still make money. Like, there's no way that you need to dress up a certain way. And the conversation was really about not you need to show up in this like that and in a dress or anything like that to succeed or be more of something. But the point was, I was desiring to show up like that, but my mind was holding me back saying, but why? Can you feel the difference into this? So we had this conversation last week, and we had the conversation about if we were to really unleash the way we want to express ourselves into this next chapter, because we were preparing the fact that we're starting this week, the new era. And Lohani was one of the first that claimed, oh, well, I don't show up the way my higher self wants me to show up, the way my muse wants to show up. I show up in a way that feels comfortable. I don't show up in a way that would feel extended and expanded and activating for me, right? And the point was this, and it's a conversation we're going to have into this phase one of the new era, because there's a different, your muse in you, this part of you. And if you don't are not really like connected with the muse yet and you didn't start the journey, don't be afraid of this. You're going to understand what I'm talking about soon. This part of you that is connected to your true potential doesn't want you to feel comfortable. She's there to make you expand. She's there to make you unleash. She's there. So there's no comfortable feeling of being in the known when you're with the muse, because the muse wants you to feel activated, right? And if you're here, that means that somehow you're also a doer. You're not afraid to work. You're like, you're courageous as fuck. You go there, you have dream. Like, just there, you're the one of the bravest person I know. But the thing about it is, because we're also all the time a little bit more courageous than others that we know, let's be honest, like we made choices that are really different than the one we grow up with. We are creating a life that is really more embodying into our purpose than others. Let's be honest. It's easier to get comfortable into this knowingness that we're already more. So why not staying there? Like, why more if we're already more? Does it make sense? It's like, why more? I'm already not that point belonging with my loved one. I'm already different. So why pushing it more? Why becoming even more? You know, like, so there was this conversation we had about, and I think it's really something you're going to feel, because phase one, the first thing we're going to go through it together is really about the fact that it's not about being comfortable into what you know, but it's about bringing this activation of what feels good, but somehow it will expand you because it's different. And your shirt, love the boobies. It's really a woman conversation right now. I love this. Well, the thing is, why I'm saying this is what she claimed. Okay. And I challenge her, because she said, there's a skirt, there's a way to show up, and there's this hair that I always crave for that I never allow myself, because she was having long hair. That's the truth. You're going to see. I'm going to put a photo. I'm going to take the time to do this collage right after the call. And you're going to feel like it's really different. She's a new woman. But can you feel the magnetic in her when she showed up? Like, we don't even believe there were a before this, you know? It's like, this is you. Everyone who doesn't know you is like, oh, okay, that's her. And not like, oh my God, who is she? Like, it's so different. Like, it's just, this is who you are now. And this is the way we embody things. So you're going to feel it. It's really activating to connect with the muse, because the muse doesn't want you to feel comfortable into what you know. The muse is there to make you feel expanded and move to higher realms, because she knows who you are from true potential. But as a human, we feel the edge of this expansion because it's not what we were used to play in. Does it make sense? So there's this edge that happened with the muse, because the muse is all the time into this expansion mode and activation mode. So it's not about like what feels home, because most of the time home means comfort. It just feels safe. I can breathe, you know? But the muse is not there to make you stay into the same place over and over again. The muse is there to make you expand. So there's this activation and there's this edge that exists with the muse, because there's this kind of like that exists with her, because she's pushing you into another kind of version that already exists in you, but you never actualize it into the physical world. Doesn't make sense? So this is why it's going to feel like this edge will be like all the time, but we're going to learn to feel safe with the expansion. It's not about activating your nervous system all the time. You know, that's the difference. We learn to be one with the muse without feeling activated in a survival mode, but more like in this, to this higher self expansion.
If you want to be live in the audience for this conversation, or even catch the replay for this one, join us in my free Facebook group, Sacred Heaven. The link is in the description of this episode. I love you, and I can't wait for you to feel how truly beautiful you are.